Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It is peach time here in the studio. Our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has been cooking up some peach recipes, and she is with us. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
So,
hi, Kathy.
She's Robin's already started
away.
Eating. You've got a chutney here.
I do. A lot of people might think, why would you make a chutney? You know, you just buy a jar. But I made this chutney in less than an hour. I am in love with it. It's got wonderful Indian spices in it. I used golden raisins, tons of local ripe peaches, garam masala, which is a spice mix of cardamom, coriander, pepper. It's got some fresh ginger and chilies. And I made it in under an hour. And Jeremy, on your plate is a grilled pork chop to eat with that.
Okay.
And Robin, on
your
plate.
So you just put it on top of the pork chop.
Sure. It actually goes really well with cheddar cheese, which is what Robin has there.
I can attest to that.
Sharp cheddar and this kind of sweet, sour, slightly spicy chutney. It'll keep in your fridge for a few weeks. You can also can it if you want, but
Kathy,
it is simple.
Kathy, you asked why do this and not buy it? That's the best chutney I've ever had. It is so good.
It is really,
good.
Really good.
It's so good.
Yeah, honestly, you chop a bunch of stuff up and you simmer it and you're done.
That's it.
And I know I say that a lot, but it's true.
Okay.
Honestly true.
All right. Well, so there's that. We will have the recipes at the internet, which listeners will break. Okay. So,
that's hereandnow.org.
Right.
It's the place where you can
go. Yes, there you go. Peach pie.
Peach pie, the classic. I mean, it's August. It's peach pie time. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I want to keep it simple. So let me just say also that the goal is to buy local peaches. And that means you don't want to go to your supermarket and buy peaches from California if you're living on the East Coast and vice versa. Local peaches are picked when they're ripe. They don't have to travel. They don't have to be refrigerated. When they're shipping peaches, they pick them when they're underripe. And we all know they rarely ripen the way we want. So I got these at a farmer's market. I have a tree in the field behind my house, and they are not quite ripe yet. So I took these beautiful white peaches and yellow peaches and did so little to them because the idea of a pie is that you respect the fruit.
Respect.
Mm-hmm. It has got a little bit of sugar, a little bit of lemon juice. The crust is very buttery. When you take a bite of this peach pie, you want to just say, oh, peaches, it's summer.
Oh, peaches, it's summer.
You got it right.
You have a piece of toast here with some peach jam on
it. I do. So again, another very simple recipe. A lot of people think, I'm not making jam. That's complex. You cut up some peaches. You add some sugar, a little bit of lemon juice, a pinch of salt, and you let it cook until it thickens. The test for when a jam is done is you put a little plate in the freezer. When you think it's done, you put a teaspoon of your jam on that frozen plate, put it back in the freezer for 2 minutes, put your finger through it, and if it's thick and sort of wrinkles, your jam is ready. Take it off. Again, it will last several weeks in the fridge, or you can that as well.
Boy, I mean, it all does seem so simple. Just ask about buying peaches, because you mentioned the white and the yellow. I bought some peaches the other day, and I was so disappointed because they seemed harder. Although on the outside, I thought they were going to be ripe, and they were white. Is the texture different?
Well, no, not specifically, but white peaches many people think are sweeter, and yellow peaches tend to have a little more acidity.
Okay.
So you want to think about what you're going to do. I also brought you each a perfect Maine peach.
Ooh.
Now, the idea is eat it over the plate, because if it's as good as I think it is, your chin is going to dribble with peach juices. Let's hear the slurp.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's
the ultimate treat, is just to bite into it. So,
unfortunately, we can't put the recipe for this up on our website.
You can.
Because
I can tell you to buy local, buy a bunch of them. When you go to shop for a peach, you want to give it a very gentle squeeze, not hard enough to bruise it. But if there's a little bit of give, it's ready. And often I buy peaches in various stages of ripeness because I want them to last. If I'm making a pie, I'll get a whole bunch that are ripe. But I want a whole bunch for the coming week.
So that brings us to the question of leftovers. I have to admit, Kathy, as delicious as this is, there's absolutely no way that I could eat all of this right now.
Well,
so
normally
what are you supposed
to
do with the leftovers?
You mean, well, so the jam and the chutney are going to last in the fridge for weeks. The pie is not going to last around here for 10 seconds.
No, the pie, okay. Well,
I can guarantee you. But, you know, you want to go to a good site for canning tips, because the jam and the chutney, you could, if you have a bumper crop of peaches, you can can them and last all winter.
I can think of a great site, herenow.org. And Kathy, didn't you do a can?
I guess I did, and okay. I think I'm pretty reliable, so okay. Sure.
You have a 2017 canning.
Check it out.
There.
Yeah.
All right. We've been talking peach recipes with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. We'll have hers at hereandnow.org. You know what I'd love, though? We're across the country with people, I'm sure they're saying in Georgia, my peach pie recipe.
Peach, yeah.
Let's see. Send us yours. Send us your mother's, your grandmother's.
That is the best peach pie I've ever had.
Okay.
It was in Atlanta. Was in Atlanta.
Uh-oh.
Until now.
Smackdown.
Okay. All right, you're safe. So, Georgia peach. Let me just say the humidity is so intense that making really good pastry right now is challenging, but I think I nailed it.
Send us your recipes. We'd love
to
have
see
them. Herenow.org. Kathy, thank you.
Thank you.